Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to another episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the show where we explore the habits, the mindsets, and experiences that help you live stronger, think clearer, and lead a more fulfilling life mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I'm your host, Blake Byrne. And today's show, this one, is special because we're diving into two major themes that I think every man and honestly every human needs to confront head on: how you present yourself to the world and how you expand your perspective by stepping into the unknown. So let's start with this. How you carry yourself matters. In fact, it might matter more than you think. The way you walk into a room, the energy you lead with, the clarity in your voice, your posture, your tone. That is the message you send before you say a single word. In a world full of surface level content, digital noise, and men confused about who they are or who they're becoming, and being intentional with your presence is power. That's why I'm fired up for today's guest, first guest, I should say, Jason Elias, aka the Modern Day Don. Jason is a speaker, personal brand coach, and someone who embodies leadership, polish, and confidence. He helps men level up their style, their energy, their identity, not from ego, but from alignment. Because at the end of the day, being a man of value isn't about wearing a suit or driving a fast car. It's about living with principles, having standards, and developing the self-awareness to match your outer image with your inner truth. So today, we'll break down the real meaning of being a modern-day Don, how to sharpen your mindset, and simple ways to improve how you show up in your life every single day. Then, we're switching it up. In segment three, my guy Jake joins me. Now, if you've been following this show for a little while, you know Jake's not afraid to step outside the box. But this time, he took it way further than that. Jake just got back from a trip to Afghanistan. Yeah, not Paris, not Tulum, not Bali, Afghanistan. And what I love about his story is that it completely breaks the mold of what people think travel is supposed to be. This wasn't no vacation. It was more of an awakening. And you may have seen it. It's been on Daily Mail. I heard he's popping off in Mexico. But when he went to Afghanistan, he filmed a little skit where he acted like he was kidnapped. And it's kind of blown up, so we'll talk to him about that as well. So again, to what drew him there, what his experiences were, and the people he met, and how stepping into discomfort can shift the way you really see the world and yourself. Because the truth is, we don't grow by staying in comfort. We don't evolve by living behind filters and routines. We grow by challenging our thinking. So whether you're trying to become a man of presence or you're searching for deeper perspective in your life, today's episode has something for you. Stick around. This is Live Better, and it starts right now after these words.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jason Elias, better known as the modern day Don. I met Jason almost 2.5 years ago. He's not about being flashy. He's about being intentional. He's a man that moves with integrity and passion to always strive to be better. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Mr. Don.
Blake, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Of course, brother. Whenever I think of a man with, integrity and a man who's well put together, you pop into my head, and also when I see a cowboy hat as well. So right. I just want to have you on here and, hear a little bit about you and, spread some knowledge to my audience.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. It goes a long way. Look, there's a couple of words that hopefully every man should strive for, every young man should strive for. Some of those words are, presence, generosity. I mean, and that's something for young men to consider. And it's even a fun little list to put together. What are the words that you want to be known? What do you want people to say about you behind your back? And exactly. I think it's an interesting starting point for a young man to be able to say, what do I want people to say about me behind my back, and how do I embody those today?
I love it. So just really quick, just tell us a little bit about yourself, who Jason Elias is, and kind of what he stands for.
All right, absolutely. So I'm born and raised in New York City. Been down here in Dallas, Texas for about 5 years now. And have had some interesting chapters in my life. We lived in D.C. for about 5 or 6 years. Moved out here to Dallas. Only had about 2 relationships and was at a very interesting crossroad in my life. Wanted to start a new chapter, decided to write a new chapter, and was about turning a page and taking a pen and writing in pen, even though it's not erasable. That's kind of a saying that I say sometimes. Like, listen, just write in pen. Don't worry about it. Write in pen. Stop trying to write in pencil, because when you write in pencil, you know you have the eraser. But don't worry about it. Just write in pen. So it's kind of a thing that I say to people when they're asking me about my advice on things. I look at them and I say, write in pen. And they know exactly what I mean. So starting that chapter down here in Dallas about 5 years ago. And, basically professional in the financial markets, financial services to be exact. And had a career for a pretty long time. Way back, and then left the industry for a while, and now I'm back in the industry. So it's definitely a fun ride, especially with all the new technology that we're going to be taking advantage of over the next few years. But other than that, I I strive every day to forge myself into the best version of myself. I'm very, very blessed to have cultivated some incredible men around me that have similar ideals, that have similar standards, that have similar drive. You know, I think that's a big word. And, you know, I think if you have that drive, it's contagious. And I think it's a huge compliment if you have someone that says being around you is contagious, right? I mean, that's something that you wouldn't think you'd hear, right, in a good way. But, you know, again, that's something that I'd like people to say behind my back as the same way as, you know, what do you think about and what do you want people to say about you behind your back? And I'd love one day for them to say that I'm contagious from the always striving to reach their capacity and just keep pushing forward. And even when you mess up and make mistakes along the way, just write in pen and keep going.
Awesome. I like that quote, write in pen. It kind of reminds me of, you know, making a decision and owning it in a way. And I don't know if that's kind of what you're translating it to, but I like that a lot. So really quick, what's the transition from New York to Dallas?
Sure. So New York was a stop in D.C. for a few years. So I was out in D.C. And was D.C. here to Dallas. So New York, then out because I was in the investment banking world. And my time had come. I'd made some missteps, you know, and I, the older I get and the more I tend to realize some of these missteps when you can look back label them as missteps rather than as things that, quote unquote, happened to you. Right, it's the old metaphor when you ask a man if he ever had his heart broken, and now if you can get to that point where you can say to yourself, well, wait a second, if I'm saying that I had my heart broken, that means someone took a hammer and did it, versus did I experience heartbreak, and what happened along the way that I experienced that heartbreak? And what that does, that puts the ownership back in our hands, and that's extremely important as a man. And that is something I didn't do for a very long time. So I think that's an important lesson there in that how do we even frame things in our minds? So back to your question. If in some of the missteps that were taken early on in my career, I decided to leave the financial markets and went down to D.C. and helped run a small business that I was there. It actually happened to be custom clothing, which is also a hobby, something I enjoy. Brings me joy, you know, when it comes to style and fashion. Style is what you have, fashion is what you buy, right? And big difference, but style has always been a fun hobby of mine, and I still enjoy it. So for a few years, I got to play in the style world and got to meet some unbelievable and interesting people, and that chapter was coming to a close, and as I was trying to figure out what that next chapter was going to be, I got quiet on it. And for those of us that are men of faith, you know, we realize that getting quiet allows the voice we're supposed to hear come through. Hopefully, if we figured it out, those that are spiritual call it meditation, those that are religious call it prayer. If you can do that, quiet the noise, then what you can get guidance. And if you can get that guidance and then know when to listen, even if you don't know why, just shut up and listen, write in pen. And then you can move forward, and that was the step to Dallas. And if you have my Instagram, I know you and I are on there. If you scroll down, you'll see a 10-foot U-Haul or whatever it was, 14-foot U-Haul, towing my vintage BMW on the back. Drove out here by myself. You know, knew two people when I got to town, and I drove overnight straight on December 31st. My very first night was 2019 into 2020. Remember, this is 2-3 months before COVID hits. So I jumped into the new decade, into 2020, into Dallas. My first night in Dallas was December 31st, celebrating the new year.
So to take it a little step back really quick, you're friends with Alex Marley. I had him on a few times, and Alex is a great guy. I love his mindset, and you guys are, you know, have your own show together. But something I'm kind of hearing from you is that you like to reframe things that most people would just kind of take at face value. What difference has that made in your life? And with just kind of positivity and, taking lessons away from stuff.
Sure. And it did help tremendously. You know, if I could use a metaphor, let's say a chef, right? If you look at the career of a chef, their palate gets more sophisticated through the years. There are certain things that they then notice about the meal they cooked later on, right? And all of a sudden, you can look back at earlier meals and say, well, wait a second, the ingredients were off. I was using the wrong ingredients. The knife I was using was wrong. Because you've picked up the techniques along the way, which allows you to be a better chef. And I think that you can look at life the same way. You know, you're not judging yourself for making peanut butter and jelly when you were younger, right? It was what you knew how to make, right?
Yeah.
And the question is that are you utilizing the time you have on earth to continuously grow and build your skill set to be a better chef, okay? And, you know, it's interesting, you know, I think of the show. This is someone very special to me. We would watch the show Chopped together, right? You know the Food Network show Chopped?
I've never heard of it, no.
So it's a show where they bring contestants on the Food Network game show. And what they'll do is they'll bring a bunch of contestants and they'll put four of them across and they each have a kitchen station and then they give them a basket of ingredients. And each of them has the same ingredients and a clock. And a kitchen. And basically what they'll do is say, okay, go. And you got to open the basket. And everyone has the same ingredients. And it could be shrimp, peanut butter, cauliflower, and pickles, right? And they all have the same ingredients. And it's fascinating. And I think it's a very interesting metaphor of life in that each one of them comes up with a drastically different dish. Drastically different. Why? Because of what they ate growing up, because how and who they learned to cook from, and also then their palate of what they enjoy and what they've learned through the years. So I think the same can be said. So the question really is that for those that are listening, are you continuously trying to be a better chef and not blaming the basket of ingredients you've been given, but more so saying to yourself, I'm going to be given a basket. I don't know what's in that basket, but I'm going to perfect my cooking skills so that way, regardless of what's in that basket, i.e. maybe, you know, a celiac disease, you know, something that can affect your body as you, you know, work through, right? That was in your basket. But if you're around other chefs and you got a strong father in your life and, you know, your older brother, who's a good friend of mine as well, who are also chefs in their own right, you can learn by watching them cook, and then you can also get to cooking yourself, making mistakes along the way.
I love it. And basically, kind of playing the cards you're dealt with. Listen, we're talking to Jason Elias, the modern-day Don, here on Live Better through the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we'll be right back after this.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm joined by Jason Elias, a man with integrity, passion, and a drive to always strive better. Now, Jason, I want to jump right back into it. What's your current life mission right now?
Ryan, Brad, that's a great question. Right now, the biggest thing that I'm driven towards is being the man that I needed when I was younger, when I was in my 20s and late teens. So that's what I'm striving for right now. And so that's really the main mission. And in doing that, and when I was younger, I don't think I took into consideration this idea of becoming wealthy. And it's part of the mission. So part of the mission is becoming the man that I'm supposed to be, that could be there for the younger me that I needed. And at the same time, building wealth. When I was younger, I didn't necessarily associate wealth with freedom. And I think the only way to get even a taste of freedom is by getting rich and then building that into wealth. And that's where I am every day, just digging in the ground and accumulating rocks along the way. There's an old metaphor that gather rocks, put them in a bag, and before you know it, those rocks inadvertently turn to diamonds.
So you would say you didn't really know what you wanted to do until maybe a little bit later in life, people would consider? Or is that correct or no?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
What do you say to the kids, or I guess even the younger 20s, even a 25, you have all this social media around you, and I see it too. And, you know, it gets in my head sometimes where it's like I see a 19-year-old with a Porsche GT3 RS, or, you know, they're driving Lambos, and it's like, dang, like I kind of feel behind. But then I'm like, well, I'm not. Like, I'm running my own race. A lot of people struggle with that. What would you kind of say to that? And, you know, where you turned out, you're a great, well-put-together guy. You're doing well for yourself. And do you think you would have seen that in the past?
Well, you said it perfectly, okay? And the biggest thing to take into consideration for any young men listening to this is the fact that keep in mind you're watching the highlight reel, okay? You're watching everyone's highlight reel, or the vast majority of people. There are a few people that will post and that will share every failure. There are some that will share some failures, but it's rare to show someone that posts every failure. So I think number one to keep into consideration is you're watching the highlight reel. Number two is that now the accessibility you have as a young man to try different things is broader than it's ever been in human history, okay? And the access you have to try different things, try different meals, go different places is unheard of, right? I'm mid-40s. So when I was 20 years old, the iPhone didn't even exist yet, right? So what does that mean? Apps didn't exist where you can book flights, get on a flight, book a cheap hotel, see the weather of the place you're going to, get all these travel tips. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of information that is out there to allow you to taste the sauce, right? That's another saying that I say, taste the sauce. So if you're trying to figure out what meal you'd like to cook for the rest of your life, and again, now here's the other thing. Because of the accessibility to information, because of the accessibility to opportunity, it doesn't even mean that whatever meal you decide to be the best at is going to be the meal you cook the rest of your life, right? You know, when you look at certain people that have built careers, you know, I often think about let's say Patrick Bet-David. You know, you got a PBD who's cut his teeth in the insurance world and now has built out a media business just based around him swinging the bat, building Valuetainment, and then now transforming that, has moved away from the insurance business, sold his insurance business at a great profit, and now he's able to focus on something else. Even a Kobe Bryant, you know, once he was done with his career, then focused on something else, right? So I think the idea is that if you're a young man, try the sauce. Try as many sauces as you possibly can. The access you have to figure out what it is that you like to eat is absolutely limitless. So what I would say to young men listening is just try at least 5 or 10 things before you think that you know exactly what it is you want to do, because you have access to doing those things. Don't necessarily get caught up in other people's highlight reels. Think about what you want your highlight reel to be. And when you figure it out, when you figure out who you want to become, not what you want to do, not what you want to earn, not what you want to buy. When you figure out who you want to become, do your best to embody that person's characteristics as soon as possible. So if that person is generous, be generous. If that person is thoughtful, be thoughtful. If that person is outgoing, be outgoing. Whatever those characteristics are of that person that you want to be, start being it now, even if it means being generous with the only $100 you have. That's going to help you embody and attract the right people that are going to help you become the man that you want to be.
I like that. I think that's great advice. So, I mean, tying it into, you know, I guess being a good man, being a good person, what does being a modern day Don mean to you? And you give us a little bit of background on what that is as well.
Sure. The thought process behind modern day Don was personal work that I was doing. And, you know, I love gangster movies. And I think there's a lot that can be learned for gangster movies for young men, for men in general, right? I mean, it is the way of the world, right? It is the way the world operated for thousands of years when it came to tiered hierarchy, when it came to dominance, when it came to protection, when it came to security, right? When it came to intelligence, okay? These things have been written about since the days of Machiavelli to Napoleon Bonaparte, right? This is nothing new. We've had the opportunity to not only have books we can read, let's say The Count of Monte Cristo, et cetera, but now it's in movie form. So I got inspired through the movie form, right? You got The Godfather, you have Goodfellas, all these movies. Now, they don't always have happy endings, but there's a lot of lessons that can be learned. So the word Don in the Italian and the Hispanic community refers to the head of the household, right? So, you know, Blake, if you were dating a Spanish girl and you met her father, it wouldn't be, you know, Mr. Sanchez or Senor Sanchez. It'd be Don Sanchez, right? He's the head of the family, and he would be addressed as such. But there could only be one head of the family, right? So therein lies the beginning of the understanding of what it means to be a ... modern-day Don. So the question is, what is it that we need to do to understand modern-day culture, to understand modern-day dynamics, to understand modern-day accessibility to tools and information, so that we can educate ourselves, prepare ourselves, and strengthen ourselves to become a Don, to become the head of your family. Not to go around knocking everybody out or thinking you're some tough guy, right? You do need to be tough to get through life. Okay, I'm not one that believes that the meek shall inherit the earth. I believe that you need to be able to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Okay, so with that being said, that's the definition of what it means to be a modern day Don. So are you learning? Are you growing? Are you continuously adding to your skills as a chef to cook whatever's in that basket for you to be ready and prepared to be able to provide for your family? That's what it means to be a modern day Don.
I like that perspective. So when it comes to, I guess I'm going to put it this way. You walk with a lot of style, right? Whenever I see you, you always got some good fit on, or, you know, you're well-dressed. Where does that stem from, and why is that important to you, and why do you think it should be important to other people?
Sure. It definitely stems from my father, right? My father was the same. He always presented himself in a certain way. And part of it also comes from where I grew up, right? I grew up in New York City. And when you grow up in an environment of so much diversity, there's ways that you can speak without saying a word, okay? And that's what's important. And that's what you can do with style. You can speak without saying a word. You can say something about yourself without saying a word. And that's what can be used. And I don't think enough people take advantage of that, okay? I say take advantage of, because you can use it to your advantage. As an example, you just mentioned some compliments about on me. Thank you very much. And with that being said, there are people that meet me, and if I can lead with something like that, that can be an advantage. Now, there has to be substance behind it, right? And it has to be something that you can identify with. At the same time, it's ignorant to think that people aren't judging based on appearance, right? If you see a leopard walking by and it's got a bunch of leopard dots on it, that's a leopard. Okay, and you're going to treat it as such, right? And a fox is a fox, and a jaguar is a jaguar, and a panther is a panther, right? And so you're going to use what's on the outside. So why not understand that you're never going to change that? That's human nature. So if you can understand that facet of human nature, can you use it to your advantage and present the version of yourself that you want them to interact with and become that version? Because it can only go so far if you don't know how to also back up the way you present yourself.
I love it. That's perfect timing, Jason. Thank you so much for coming on, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to, you know, spread some knowledge to my audience.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, Jason. I'm Blake Byrne. You're tuned in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back with more right after this with Jake Dobbs.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My next guest is no stranger to living boldly. Jake just got back from a place that most people wouldn't even think about visiting, Afghanistan. And we're not just talking travel here. We're talking about mindset, perspective, and how stepping out of your comfort zone can teach you more than a classroom ever could. So, Jake, welcome back, brother.
Thank you, bro. It's so great to be back here, man. And I have some wild stories for you guys, so I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, I'm so glad I can have you on at least once a month, and there's new stories every time, and I think that's what's so awesome about you in general. So really quick before we jump into it, I just want to educate the audience or inform them. So Jake just went to Afghanistan, a place that most people fear to go. And you know what? I was one of them. But recently, the Daily Mail just posted him. And, you know, he's kind of starting to blow up. He did a little skit that was funny. Most people might not think it's funny, but it was funny. So I'm going to touch upon that a little bit. And, maybe Jake can talk to us about that. But first of all, what drew you to Afghanistan of all places?
Dude, I just like to travel to really, really exotic places. I know that's not everyone's cup of tea. I think most people would like to do a trip to Europe or some parts of Latin America, and I think that's totally fine. I mean, those are great, but I've done those, and it didn't really ignite the fire in me that I know that the world has to offer. So when Yusuf, the co-host of the Afghanistan trip, he's actually from Northern California but has dual citizenship over there and a residency, messaged me. He's like, dude, you should come to Afghanistan. I immediately felt like this is right up my alley. I love to go to exotic places, off the beaten trail, kind of stuff like that. And when he sent me the itinerary, it was like some of the most incredible things that I could ever ask for. So it was kind of like a no-brainer for me. And again, I totally understand that extreme travel is not everyone's cup of tea, but I think there's a good percentage of people out there that know the world has a ton more to offer than some of these cookie-cutter type vacation.
So can you give us a little bit of background on, I guess maybe we should start with the experience of Afghanistan, but I really want to know, the idea behind the skit that you ran, and just to tell the audience a little bit about that, because they probably don't know what I'm talking about.
Sure. I'll explain it best I can. I'm sure most of the viewers have probably even seen it by now, but the amount of pushback that all of us going to Afghanistan received from friends, from colleagues, from family, from then family, extended family, and friends, and we all collectively received hundreds of messages of just like, this is it. This is the trip that, you're not going to come back from. The United States had a level 4 travel advisory, and there was so much pushback on it that we thought it'd be a funny idea to kind of scare everyone, because everyone has such a skewed view of Afghanistan. And Afghanistan actually isn't the Middle East. Its nickname is the Heart of Asia. So it's actually Asia. But you can kind of couple Middle East and Central Asia with all of that. And so we thought it'd be a hilarious idea to kind of troll everyone about their misconceptions of Afghanistan. And for context, for everyone that's listening, what we did is we set up a fake hostage situation. And one of our friends there has a living room that has like concrete walls, so it looked all scary. And all the guys, from a Westerner's point of view, that might not have the understanding or culture of Middle East and Central Asia, we don't really dress the same. So a lot of Westerners think they look very scary. So they had the beards and the clothing and all the weapons and stuff like that behind us, and we had bags over our heads. And they're speaking in Pashto and Arabic, but what they're saying in the video is literally like, hey, it's completely safe here. You're going to have a great time. This is super fun. Don't even worry about anything. You're very welcome. And then they pull the bag off my head, and I say, welcome to Afghanistan. and the whole world just went nuclear over the video and thought it was some Taliban propaganda trying to get trying to boost the tourism industry and stuff like that. It was really, really funny to kind of prank the entire world.
Yeah, I love that a lot. I think you're doing Afghanistan a service. So really quick, what was it like being there? Was it safe? You know, honest opinions. Like, I want to know.
You know, to be fully honest, there was not a single point where we were mistreated or felt unsafe, where people weren't kind to us, or were in any danger. And the thing to note about that is that the Yusuf and the co-host Imran, just both amazing, amazing people, they made it a point to not coddle us while we were there. Like, they let us get in the mix with everybody. Like, even when we were in markets or going out to interact with people, they didn't want to hold our hands and completely translate for us and make sure that they were hovering over us, because they knew in their hearts that nothing was going to happen to us, and they wanted us to get an immersive experience. So we were in markets and stuff like that, fully dressed in the clothing, and a lot of times people would respond to us and ask us, you know, we blended in because they have such a rich history of demographics. But seriously, not a single time were we ever mistreated or people were unkind to us. They weren't welcoming, like, at every single Taliban checkpoint that we had, and there was a ton of them. The Taliban made sure our guides were taking care of us. No, not like, well, what are they doing here, blah, 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 blah. They would, like, respond to our drivers, like, hey, are these guys having fun? Are you taking care of them? Like, make sure that they're fed and having a good time. It was so funny.
So, yeah, what was the Taliban like? What were your encounters, and how often do you encounter them?
We met all the way from, I guess you could say, entry-level Taliban to some pretty high-ranking Taliban. We had interactions with them almost every day. We had picnics with some of them. We had dinner with some really high-ranking officials. You know, they're called freedom fighters over there, so they're a pretty big deal in Afghan culture. But dude, they're just like anyone else, man. They weren't savages. They weren't mistreating us. They were really, really curious about, like, why we were there, what our thoughts were on Afghanistan. They wanted to know all about us, and of course they wanted to convert us to Islam. But nothing, they weren't antagonistic or anything like that either. So they were all just very, very kind and welcoming people. They're just the boys, bro. We went to the pool, we did backflips with them. We just adventured around, we hiked, we had food together. We had a great time.
That's very fascinating. And what was there a moment where you kind of thought, this trip is kind of like changing me? And I know it's going to be hard for you to have a trip like that just because you've had a lot of those experiences already. But I mean, was there anything that kind of stuck out to you like that?
No, absolutely, man. Absolutely. It was a very pivotal trip for me in personal development and growth. And honestly, like, most importantly, like, the education, because I think Western propaganda is pretty deep, to be honest. Like, it's really, really deep. And so getting an inside scoop of a place that's been at war for the last 40 years, and to see that they were so kind and happy to see us there and show us their culture and food, it was pretty mind-blowing. And also, I'm a Christian, but to get exposed to Islam in a way that I don't think I would ever learn unless I was actually, like, in an environment where that religion is their everything, because it's one of the few countries, I believe, that just follows Sharia law. And to learn so much about Islam and actually have a deeper understanding from it was very, very fascinating.
Huh. That would have been a very underrated part of that trip, was just kind of experiencing the culture and the religion there. Because, you know, yeah. I mean, when we went to Morocco, great hospitality there, but I feel like it would have been a little deeper in Afghanistan. Was it that way?
Yeah, definitely. Because they're pretty significant with following the religion there, you know. So there's no music over there, no dancing, no alcohol, you know, all of that kind of stuff that's allowed in quite a few other, you know, Arab or Middle Eastern or Asian countries where it's allowed. So you won't find any of that stuff. No, nothing that alters your stimulus or your stimuli over there was allowed. So, like, coffee would be very difficult to find. Caffeine. Sorry, I got distracted. There was like six fighter jets just flying by me in line. It was pretty cool. But that was pretty fascinating to be in an environment where Sharia law is enforced and to see how they live underneath that.
That's interesting. So what was the architecture like there? I know there's Greek stuff from Alexander the Great and other countries that have tried to conquer Afghanistan but failed. I know you kind of saw a little bit about that or a little bit of it. What was that like?
Dude, it was beautiful. A lot of the interior design in these restaurants and buildings, everything is set up to sit on the floor, which is really interesting because there's a lot of grounding going on there, and I'm sure you've talked plenty about that with health and fitness and holistic living. That was really, really cool. The architecture itself was stunning. I mean, they took a lot of pride in their buildings and their artwork and their architecture and stuff like that. So pretty outstanding stuff.
And I guess quick question. What did the other boys think about it? You were there with four other guys? Because I know Vladi didn't end up going, I think.
Yeah, dude. So really, everyone had such a profound experience. Like, it was just so fascinating. And again, like, the guides really encouraged us to get in the mix and communicate with these people, and they would translate for us if they needed to. And so everyone individually had their own incredible experience. Like, we had one where, Calvin, our really good friend, he actually had a wrestling match with one of the Taliban, and was a pretty cool experience for him to do that. So it was just, like, incredible.
Did he win?
Yeah, he did. He did, actually.
So walking away from this trip, what were the best experiences that you got to have?
Dude, it was honestly just being with the boys in such a unique country. The chemistry was just so spot on. Everyone was really open to experiencing everything. There was no complaints. And honestly, just like the amount of exposure to culture and doing that with such good people was just like so memorable. A lot of laughs happened. And just also just completely being mind blown in Afghanistan and doing their tourism activities over there was just like so special. Like the swan boats is a big one. Like, we're in this gorgeous lake that looked like the Grand Canyon with Icelandic water. Like, the water looked like it was from the Maldives too, and it was cold and you could drink straight from it. And there's all these bearded guys in swan boats with their AK-47s and stuff like that, just having fun on their day off. So it was just like the culture shock was great, especially with the boys.
Yeah, what does the culture kind of do day to day there? Like, what's their like routine? I don't know if you got to experience that too much, but
no. A lot of people are just really trying to live their lives, man. Again, they've been at war for the past 40 years, so they finally have some semblance of a structure and a system and a government. And so people just want to provide for their families and focus on their faith and religion and pray and that's it, man. It's pretty simple.
I know you kind of said this, but maybe there might be a little bit of difference to the answer, but what's the biggest difference from the West to Afghanistan? I mean, you got all this, I guess, different cultures. A lot of people in America are depressed, got all the sadness. But I feel like over there, a lot of people aren't experiencing that because they got a lot more, living in the moment. Maybe not for a certain, people there, but most people.
Dude, absolutely, and I know that's a pretty complex question, but the first thing that comes to mind is how often they are grounded and are outside, and they're using their mind and body connected to live day to day. So whether it's through prayer, they go on the ground, eating. A lot of it is with your hands and sitting down and connecting. They're all so grounded and connected to nature in so many different ways, and they utilize nature for, to supplement their life and faith and their day-to-day lives. So, like, I don't think the West uses, nature as much as they do.
I love it. We got, like, 45 seconds here, 30, actually. Shout out Rational Optimist and shout out yourself, Jake. Love you, bro.
Love you, brother. Thanks for having me.
Wait, shout out Rational Optimist.
Oh. Wait, you want me to?
I'll do it at the end. You guys are listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be right back with my closing statement after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Barron, and you're tuned into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. All right, if you've been locked in this whole episode, I hope you're leaving with your mind a little bit sharper and your perspective stretched. So let's rewind for a second. We've kicked off the show today with Jason Elias, the modern day Don. And let me tell you, that name isn't just branding, it's a lifestyle. Jason dropped the truth that every man needs to hear right now. We live in a world where men are being told, soften, blend in, follow trends, stay quiet. But Jason's message is the opposite. Be bold, be sharp, stand tall for yourself, and lead with some purpose. He reminded us that confidence doesn't just come from trying to be liked. It comes from being aligned, aligned with your values, aligned with your actions, aligned with your energy that you want to bring into the space wherever you walk into. Whether you're showing up to a date, a business, the gym, or just walking down the street, the way you carry yourself tells people everything they need to know about you. And here's the truth. Most people won't tell you. People judge you fast, and they feel your energy. They see if you're grounded or scattered, intentional or insecure. That doesn't mean be fake, but it means build yourself into someone worth respecting, not for clout, not just for some compliments, but because you know deep down you've done the work. And that's what Jason teaches. That's what he lives. And that's what men today need more of. Now, whether Jake made it on this segment or not, which he did, that story of his trip to Afghanistan is the message that everyone needs to hear. So I want to shout out Jake Dobbs. Jake, follow him on Instagram at the Jake Dobbs and check out his community irrational optimist. Dick Sterney is flying into a country most people only know through war headlines. That takes gut. So thank you for tuning in to Live Better. We'll be right back after. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you next week.